Well, it's a good day, normal Thursday, third down, a lot of third down stuff, special situations. Everybody participated, other than DJ, everybody participated today in some fashion, in some part of practice. Well, we knew we were going to have three practices this week, so I thought it would be good to keep four practices this week. I thought it would be good to have him, you know, just work three of them. So he worked Monday and worked significantly on Monday, and he worked significantly today. So just try to, as we move through the season, not just him, but with some of our older players, just give them an opportunity to take some breaks along the way. And it's not something that it goes on exclusively here. It goes on throughout the league. And just decided to yesterday to do that, and he was back in it today and worked through the practice. Well, there's no doubt. I mean, I do know enough to watch him work, number one, every day, his ability to communicate, his understanding of the defense and the standards that he has, I think, in the sense for the standards that he has and he wants to get to with our defense. So, I think that, Jonathan's in very good hands. That's right. I mean, he's not just a nose, a two-gap nose guard. He's a pass-rushing defensive lineman, and that makes it even more significant because he gets on the edge and he can get by, and we got to make sure we do the things necessary to give Roberto help inside, just part of our normal protection plan. You know, this team plays a little more true 3-4, true double bubble, as I would call it, where the guards are uncovered and the center is on an island with a nose. New Orleans and Pittsburgh, a little more variation of reductions, which really turns a lot of their front into four down fronts, even though they have linebacker types playing the outside edges or the end positions. So that opens us up to other protection considerations along the way that are, you know, a little bit over the top, really, to talk about in terms of it just makes it more difficult, you know, at times when there's two bubbles over both guards. There's more flexibility you have to have with your protection package to be able to get everybody blocked and take care of the most dangerous rushers. Well, I think that's what Mel does every day. He stabilizes things. He keeps everything in perspective. His messages are very sound. They're very simple to some degree in terms of what we're trying to get done, but they're all about the same things each and every day. And he's not about reaching or grasping for things out of thin air. He's about fundamentals and techniques. He's about the assignments of our players. He's about doing it within the framework of a system of football and then creating an environment where the guys will play hard and play with energy, and I think that's what he brings as much as anything. He has the knowledge of all three levels of the defense. He knows how it's all tied together, and he knows that, because something's not working, you try to find something else that might work. You go back to what you know does work, and you teach it better, and you get the guy, and you show the guys that the reason is not the system. The reason is we got to have better fits, or we got to have better angles, or we got to make sure our rushes are coordinated properly, or we got to be in the right spot on the back end. And he's consistent, and I think he's consistent emotionally with the team, and he's consistent with his clarity and communication and teaching. Well, they're difficult challenges. Number one, you can't block them with running backs. Number two, you got to block them with linemen or big people. That exposes the internal areas and allows them to internally blitz and make some things happen. So you've got two legitimate guys outside who are pass rushing defensive ends who can play in coverage and cover man to man. And that's what the 3-4 is all about, is having those kind of bodies to be able to do it. They have that. And you tell a lot about a team, but about the way they are up the middle, and they're very strong up the middle. They've got a great nose guard. They've got Fletcher inside, who's just been a staple there for so many years and is still playing at a reasonably high level, and that's big. In the first and second level, to have a strong middle, which they do have, and two guys who can get on the edges and beat a defensive lineman to the quarterback. So. Multiple challenges here, no doubt about it. Well, I really like Alfred Morris. I like the fact that, here's a guy who was drafted late in the sixth round, Mike Shanahan doing again what he's done with so many running backs. And I just love I think he's everybody's back in terms of a guy you're always rooting for as a fan. We're not going to be rooting for him on Sunday, obviously, but a guy who, found a way to make it to the National Football League and sets the tone for what it means to be in the league. The way he plays hard, he plays fast, he's a relentless player. He sets the tone a lot for the physicality of what is a very good offensive line. And so, you know, from a league standpoint, I mean, he's everybody's dream come true in terms of growing up and wanting to play in the league. And, you know, a six-round pick isn't a low pick. I mean, it's a low pick relatively, but it's still a guy that people sought out and drafted. And, you know, that's always good to see. Those are good things. And, you know, we're gonna handle it, and we got to tackle him. He's not an easy guy to tackle. He's, like I said, he's low to the ground. His pads are down. He runs hard, and he's got enough speed to generate, you know, explosive, you know, mentality and explosive, you know, running skills. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us there.